之音服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2021年2月27号星期六，我们非常荣幸地邀请到敬爱的萨迦德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的盛典博加凡戈的早课。感谢大家的聆听。 Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna, good morning to all the devotees in China and elsewhere.
Hare Krishna, 中国的奉献者们还有世界各地的奉献者们，大家早上好。
Happy Saturday to you.
祝大家星期六快乐。
And welcome to our Saturday morning Bhagavad Gita class.
欢迎大家来参加我们每周六早上的博加凡戈的早课。
Saturday morning in the east and Friday afternoon here on the west coast.
所以说咱们中国是星期六早上，然后在美国那边布鲁住的那边的话呢，也就是星期五的下午。
So currently we're just beginning chapter 2 of Bhagavad Gita.
所以我们现在的话呢，已经进展到了博加凡戈的第二章部分了。
Today we'll be reading verse 4 and maybe a few more verses.
而今天我们一起来学习一下第四十节，有可能会讲更多。
But before that, let me chant Jayarada Madhava.
然后在此之前，我先来唱 Jayarada Madhava。
And I also hope you all had a wonderful Nityananda's.Parents' Day celebration.
并且我也祝愿大家能够过上一个非常美好的主尼贾南达的显现日。
Right, we can use all the mercy we can get.
我们尽自己最大努力去获得尽可能多的仁慈。
At least I can. Okay, here we go. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Janna Balabha Girivana Dari Gopi Janna Balabha Girivana Dari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vana ChariYamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Jana Balabha Girivana Dari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana RajanaYasoda Nandana Raja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari
Hey.
Hey.Yes, we began chapter 2, and the chapter begins with Sanjaya speaking to Dhritarashtra.
所以说博加凡戈的第二章一开头就是以Sanjaya对他的国王对他 Rashtra 说的这一番话而开始的。
And at that point, Arjuna had given all the reasons why he has decided not to fight.
而故事进展到这里，阿尔朱纳已经给出了所有的理由来说明为什么他不应该去参加战斗。
And he told Krishna, I'm not going to fight. And now he's sitting on the back of the chariot, with his head in his hand, all depressed.
所以现在故事在这里的时候，阿尔朱纳给出了很多的理由来说明他不想去战斗。他告诉 Krishna, 他就是 不愿意去，然后他就坐在这个马车的战车的后面，然后把这个头埋在双手里，然后就很抑郁、很难过的样子。
And then Krishna, he begins to talk to Arjuna, not as his guru, but as his friend and as a fellow Kshatriya.
而在此时 Krishna 对 Arjuna 说话的方式却并不是作为他的 guru 来对他说话，而是作为他的朋友以及同辈的另一位刹帝利在对 Arjuna 说话。
And he's a little bit surprised, saying, Arjuna, you're a Kshatriya. Kshatriyas don't speak like this. You know, when there's a fight, they fight.
然后而 Krishna 听到 Arjuna 的这一番话就感到有点吃惊，然后他就在想，他就对他说，你可是一位刹帝利啊，你必须得去战斗啊，可不要这样来想。
He says, how have you lost your ability to discriminate here?
然后你怎么能够失去你的这种辨识力呢？
He says, this is, you're the son of, you know, Kunti, my aunt, and you're in a line of great Kshatriyas. You're actually disrespecting them by acting like this and showing this kind of weakness.
Okay. 然后库什纳就对阿中呢说道，你可是我的姨妈昆提皇后的儿子啊，然后你是整个这个伟大的刹帝利的家族中的一员，而现在你表现出这样的你的这种弱点，那真的是在对整个这个刹帝利家族当中的所有的其他人在表现出一种极大的不敬。
Yeah, I mean, after all, Arjuna's mother, Queen Kunti, is the aunt of Krishna.
因为毕竟 Arjuna 的妈妈 Kunti 就是Krishna 的姨妈姑妈。
Yeah, so she's the sister of Krishna's father, Vasudev.
而 Kunti 皇后就是Krishna 的父亲 Vasudeva 的姐妹。这个说错了，这个妹妹或者是姐姐。
Yeah, so both Krishna and Arjuna have appeared in a very prestigious Kshatriya families.
所以说 Krishna 和 Arjuna 他们两个是同时显现在一个非常享有盛名的刹帝利的家族中。
So Krishna is not holding back. He says to Arjuna, give up this weakness and stand up and go fight.
Who is not holding back from us?
Krishna.
Oh, Krishna says to Arjuna that do not hold back.
No, he's not. He's telling Arjuna very frankly, he's not trying to soft coat anything. He's telling him directly, give up this weakness and stand up and fight. Do your duty.
所以说 Krishna 就没有就是对 Arjuna怎么说来着，他是对于 Arjuna 非常的开诚布公的，非常的坦白的就告诉他放弃你这种内心的脆弱，然后站起来去战斗吧。
So now we're going to read verse 4 where Krishna is going to say something back to Krishna. Arjuna is going to say, he's going to reply to Krishna's request that he stand up and fight.
好，那么现在我们一起来看的第四十节，在这个十节里Arjuna 就在对 Krishna 做出回应，他是怎样来回应Krishna 让他去战斗的这样一个说法的呢？一个要求的呢
？Okay, so let's look at verse 4.
我们来看的第四十节。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Arjuna Vacha.Kattam bhijmam aham sankhe dronam cha madhusudana Ishivi Prati Yotsyami Pujarsha Hari Sudana Arjuna Vacha.
Arjuna 说
Katam
怎能
Bhishmam
对 Bhishma
Aham
我
Sankhya
在战争中
Drona
杜荣那
Cha
也
Marusudana
杀死马杜摩的人啊
Ishubi
以利剑
Pati Yotsyami
反击
Puja Arhau
值得崇拜的人
Ari Sudana
杀敌者
Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.Arjuna said, O killer of enemies, O killer of Madhu, how can I counterattack? How can I counterattack with arrows in battle men like Bhishma and Drona who are worthy of my worship?
译文 Arjuna 说杀敌者啊马杜摩的徒者啊 Bhishma, 杜荣那师等全是我敬重的我怎能在战场上以利剑反击他们呢
Purport.Respectable superiors like Bhishma and Bhishma the grandfather and Dronacharya the teacher are always worshipable.
要指令人尊敬的长者如祖父 Bhishma 杜荣那师的永远值得敬重。
Even if they attack, they should not be counterattacked.
即使受他们攻击也不要还击。
It is general etiquette that superiors are not to be offended, even a verbal fight. Are not to be offered even a verbal fight.
根据一般的礼节，跟长者争论都是不应该的。
Even if they are sometimes harsh in behavior, they should not be harshly treated.
即使他们有时行为粗暴，也不应以粗暴对待他们。
Then how is it possible for Arjuna to counterattack them?
那么 Arjuna 又怎能反击他们呢?
Would Krishna ever attack his own grandfather Ugrasena or his teacher Sandipani Muni?
对于外祖父乌格森那老师 Sandipani Muni, Krishna 自己又何曾攻击过他们呢?
These are some of the arguments offered by Arjuna to Krishna.
这些便是 Arjuna 向 Krishna 提出的辩驳。
Om Aganata Mimandasya Dhananjana Salakaya Chakshurangavitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravane Pracharane Nirvishesha SunyavaShri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhar Shivasani Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Panchakalpataruvyascha Kripasindhuvevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha So now Arjuna's countering Krishna's request.
所以说在这里 Arjuna 就在对 Krishna 向他提出的要求做出了这样一种反应回应。
Krishna says, don't be weak, stand up and perform your duty and fight.
Krishna 对他说不要这么软弱站起来去履行你的职责去战斗吧。
And now Arjuna counters and he says,How can I attack my grandfather and my teacher?
而 Arjuna 此时就他就辩驳道我怎么能够去攻击我的祖父和我的老师呢
They are my superiors.
他们可是我的长辈呀
And actually, I worship them.
实际上我非常崇敬我的这些长辈
And so Bhishma is the grandfather of Arjuna.
就是 Bhishma 是 Arjuna 的祖父。
And Drona is Arjuna's military teacher.
而 Dronacharya 也就是杜罗纳师是 Arjuna 的军事方面的老师。
Yeah, so, you know, grandfather Bhishma, he's given everything to the Pandavas and protected them in so many ways.
祖父 Bhishma 就把几乎所有的东西都给到了潘大瓦五兄弟，尽他自己最大努力来保护这五兄弟。
And I think it's very often the case that the affection between the grandparents and the grandchildren is almost stronger than between parents and children.
然后我想的话呢，很多对于很多家庭都是这样的，就是祖父祖母或者外祖父外祖母的那一辈和孙子孙女之间的情感要比这个父母和孩子之间的情感还要更强烈更强大。
So how possible would it be for you know, to attack and kill your grandparents?
然后sorry, Guruji, how would it be possible for you?
Like if you put yourself in Arjuna's, you know.
Oh, okay. 然后所以说，如果我们就是带入到 Arjuna 的这个角色当中的话，去体验一下，就假如说我们跟自己的祖父母，然后关系非常非常的好，那怎么可能能够去攻击自己的祖父母呢？
Especially in Eastern cultures where parents and grandparents are so respected, and children just learn to respect their parents and their grandparents by everyone in society because everyone's like that.
尤其是在东方的文化中，家庭当中的长辈的话呢是备受尊敬的，然后而且整个社会当中都是这个氛围，然后这个社会当中所有其他人也是这样，那因此这个家庭当中的小孩是怎么可能能够去攻击长辈呢？
Now Dronacharya, he is the guru of Arjuna.
Dronacharya 是 Arjuna 的 guru.
And Arjuna was his favorite student.
Arjuna 是 Dronacharya 最喜欢的学生。
And he taught, you know, the military science, everything that he knew, he taught to Arjuna.
Dronacharya 把他所有知道的知识，就是军事上的知识，都传授给了 Arjuna.
And Dronacharya is so exalted, he's such a great Brahmin, that he even taught the person who's prophesized to kill him eventually. He taught him all of his secrets. He taught him all military science. That's the son of Draupadi.
Son of Draupadi. 而且的话呢，Dronacharya 是一位非常崇高的婆罗门，因为他甚至把他所知晓的一切军事上的那些秘诀都传授给了一个被预言在未来会杀死他的一个人，那就是Draupadi的儿子。
Yeah, so how hard would it be for any of us, you know, to attack and kill, you know, our grandfather and our teacher?
因此的话，我们想象一下，就我们当中，我们怎么可能？那这个要多艰难啊！去杀死我们的祖父母，然后去杀死我们的这个老师呢？
Yeah, so I think it's good for us to put ourselves in Arjuna's shoes for a moment, just to understand how he's feeling.
因此我们可以来试着将心比心，把自己放到 Arjuna 的位置，去体验一下在这一刻 Arjuna 他说话的这一刻的时候，他的心情是怎样的。
And Prabhupada makes a very convincing point as well in the purport.
并且他在要旨当中也提到了非常有说服力的一点。
You know, Krishna is asking Arjuna to get up and fight and fight against his teacher and his grandfather.
Krishna 在要求 Arjuna 站起来去和他的老师和他的祖父作战。
But what if the shoe was on the other foot?
what his shoe is on the other foot.
So you turned it around, and what if Krishna was, what if Arjuna said to Krishna, I want you to attack your grandfather, Ugrasena?
Oh, 那而现在的话呢，这个药子当中怕怕写的这一点就是，如果我们把这个来颠倒一下，不是要颠倒一下，扭转一下这个局面，就说到 Krishna， 你自己能不能去攻击你的祖父，你的外祖父 Ugrasena 呢？
Yeah, and then after you kill your grandfather Ugrasena, I want you to go kill your guru Sandipani Muni.
然后在你杀死你的外祖父 Ugrasena 之后，那我请求你去杀死你的老师 Sandipani Muni 吧。
Now Arjuna, he could have said that to Krishna. He didn't, but he could have.
Arjuna 他没有对Krishna 说出这一番话，但是他是可以的，他是可以对啊，对 Krishna 这样去反驳他的。
Now remember, everyone is on both sides of the battle are listening to this conversation.
大家要记住，在他们俩说话的时候，整个这个战场上的双方也是在倾听着他俩之间的这段对话的。
And also.Sanjaya, the student of Vyasadeva, he is also listening to this conversation and watching it because he has the mystic power of remote viewing.
然后并且的话呢，做Sanjaya 也就是 Vyasadeva 的学生，他此刻也在运用他的这些玄秘力量，就是这种千里眼、顺风耳的这种力量来观察战场上的一切，在倾听着 Arjuna 和 Krishna 之间的交谈。
So even though he's in the palace sitting next to Dhritarashtra, he's able to report everything that he's seen and everything that he's hearing to Dhritarashtra.
因此即便他身处皇宫之内，就坐在Dhritarashtra 国王的身边，但是他都可以把自己所看到的听到的一切报告给国王。
So let's move on to text 5.
好，我们现在看着第五十节。
Gurun Ahatvahi Mahanibhavan Shreyo Bhoktum Vaiksham Apihaloke Advarta Kamans to Guruniyaiva Munji Abogan.Dira Pradigan Gurun
长辈
Ahatva
不要杀害
He
肯定
Maha Anubhavan
伟大的灵魂
Shreya
比较好些
Bhoktum
享受生活
Vaiksham
靠求起
Api
即使
Iha
在这一生中
Loke
在这世上
Hatva
杀害
Arta
利禄
Kaman
欲望
Tu
但
Gurun
长辈
Ihar
在这世界上
Eva
无疑
Bunjia
不得不享受
Bogan
可供享受的东西
Rudira
许心
Pratik Dhan
沾上
Translation and purport by the way, I forgot to ask, are there any questions left from last week?
Yeah, there are several questions left from last week.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Alright, translation and purport. Arjuna speaking.It would be better to live in this world by begging than to live at the cost of the lives of great souls who are my teachers. Even though desiring worldly gain, they are superiors. If we kill them, everything we enjoy will be tainted with blood.
译文，我宁愿在世上求起为生，也不愿靠杀害这些伟大的灵魂，我的老师们而苟且偷生。他们虽然欲求尘世的利益，但毕竟还是长辈。杀了他们，我们所享受的一切都会染上血腥。
Report. According to scriptural codes, a teacher who engages in an abominable action and has lost his sense of discrimination is fit to be abandoned.
要指根据经典的准则，人应该离开是非不分、做出恶行的老师。
Bhishma and Drona were obliged to take the side of Duryodhana because of his financial assistance, although they should not have accepted such a position simply on financial considerations.
Bhishma 和 Duryodhana 师受辱于 Duryodhana 不得不帮他，虽然他们本不应该只为了俸禄的缘故而站到他一边。
Under the circumstances, they have lost their respectability. Under the circumstances, they have lost the respectability of teachers.
在这种情况下，他们便失去了师道的尊严。
But Arjuna thinks that nevertheless, they remain his superiors, and therefore, to enjoy material profits after killing them would mean to enjoy spoils tainted with blood.
不过 Arjuna 仍把他们视为长辈，所以杀了他们而享受物质获益，无异于受用血腥的赃物。
So again, Arjuna here is countering Krishna's request that he stand up and fight against his grandfather and Dronacharya and other superiors.
所以说在这个时节里， Arjuna 继续在反驳道Krishna 对他提出的要求，就是要他站起来去战斗，去攻击他的老师和他的祖父。
He said it would be better for me to not fight and just become a beggar than to attack and to fight with my grandfather and my teachers and friends and relatives and gain the kingdom. It would be better for me to just.Become a beggar.
所以 Arjuna 就说到，就与其去战斗，去和我的老师、朋友、家人、祖父、老师等等，然后去战斗，然后去获得这个王国，那我不如求当一个乞丐，去乞讨为生还更好。
Yeah, because even if we defeat them and I become the if we get the kingdom, even if that happens.We won't really be able to peacefully enjoy the kingdom.
即便我真的打败了他们，得到了王国，我都没有办法能够很平和的去享受得来的这个王国。
Because well, every day we'll remember that we gained this kingdom by killing my grandfather and my teacher.
因为每天我都会记得，我是杀了我的老师。和我的祖父才得到这个王国的。
That's a really good point.
而 Arjuna 提出的这一点是一个很好的一个论点了。
If we are a little bit advanced as a human being, whenever we hurt another or we do something wrong or bad, it stays with us for the rest of our life unless we.Beg forgiveness and are forgiven.
So, 对于有一些进步的，就是知觉比较进步的人而言，就真的是要是伤害了另一个人，或者做了什么罪恶的事情，或者错误的事情，或者糟糕的事情，伤害了其他人的话，那么做出了这些行径，其实是会伴随人的整个余生的。然后而除非的话，这样就是做出错误犯下罪行的这些人去祈求得到他们伤害的那些人的原谅，然后并且他们也确实是被原谅被宽恕了。
The nature of the soul is good.
因为灵魂的本质是良善的。
Our soul knows what is right and what is wrong.
我们的灵魂本身就知道什么是对，什么是错。
Even animals sometimes, even rats sometimes exhibit a little bit of compassion for their fellow animals or rats.
Oh, for other rats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you about a study.
Oh, okay. 如果就说到即便是动物的话，就举例来说，就是老鼠，这个是不是中国的那种老鼠呢？反正就是一种鼠类的话，他们也都会对自己其他的同伴展现出同情之心。
They start out with one rat, and the rat's in a cage, but there's a way to unlock the door and get out of the cage.
嗯，然后所以说科学家就做了这样的一个实验，他们把一只老鼠关在笼子里，然后就只有一种方式能够使得这只老鼠就是诱使它去打开笼子，然后逃出去。
And they motivate the rat to get out of the cage by leaving a little chocolate chip on the other side.
嗯，然后他们就把这一小块巧克力，然后放在那个笼子的那个牢那个门，对，开了一个笼子的门的外边，然后就好诱使这个老鼠能够主动的去逃出这个笼子。
So eventually the rat learns how to open the door and get to the other side and eat the chocolate chip.
然后最终这只老鼠就学会了如何打开那个锁，然后打开门，然后就好逃出去，然后吃那块巧克力。
And so eventually the rat is able to get out and enjoy eating chocolate chips, and then they put another rat who doesn't know how to get out and doesn't know how to open the door.
嗯，所以说最终这只老鼠的话就掌握了这个技巧，就如何开门，然后如何跑出去，然后吃到那块巧克力。但是接着科学家又放了另一只老鼠进去，而后面这只老鼠根本就不知道怎么去开门，怎么逃出去。
And so the rat that knows how to open the door will actually open the door for the rat that is caught and also save him some chocolate chips.
嗯，而最终这个实验展现出来的结果就是，前一只老鼠它会打开笼子，但它不会只是自顾自的跑出去，然后它还会让那个后面那只老鼠也跟着一起跑出去，然后它还会自己吃一些这个巧克力之后还剩一些，然后留给后面的这只老鼠吃。
So the spirit soul is its nature is good.There's nothing evil or mean in the nature of the pure soul.
嗯，因此灵性的灵魂的本质便是良善的，是好的，是没有一丝邪恶的存在的，没有任何一丁点的这种卑劣的这种倾向的存在。
And the soul understands suffering and doesn't want others to suffer.
并且灵性的灵魂是知晓受苦是怎么一回事儿，他们是不愿意其他的生命也会他们是不愿意其他的生命会遭受痛苦的。
Yeah, so the soul is naturally compassionate and merciful and truthful.
嗯，因此灵魂天生便是仁善的，便是仁慈的，便是真实的。
But as we beyou know, get a material body and become covered by the modes of nature, and this natural goodness gets covered over.
嗯，然而当我们得到一具物质的躯体，被覆盖在了物质自然三重属性之中，由此的话，我们的这种良善的仁慈的本性也就被覆盖了。
Now, a soul that is starting to reawaken starts to...get in contact with its own soul and the super soul.
嗯，而对于那些在逐渐觉醒的灵魂来说，他们也就慢慢的去触碰到了他们真正的灵魂本质，以及触碰到了他们和超灵之间的那种关系。
Yeah, so we're able to understand the suffering of another by considering our own suffering.
嗯，不瞒是不是 repeat? Sorry.
We're able to appreciate and understand the suffering of another person and feel compassion for them because we've also suffered.
嗯，那么因而的话，我们也就能够得以去理解并理解另一个人所受到的苦难，然后并且对其他人所受到的痛苦心生同情怜悯之心，因为我们自己也曾遭受过痛苦。
So if we cause harm to another,
因此如果我们伤害了另一个人,
there's something very basic at our core that tells us that wasn't the right thing to do, that was wrong.
那么我们内在当中内核当中一些东西就会告诉我们这是不对的，这种伤害另一个人的做法是错误的。
But then our false ego jumps in and says, "Don't listen to that voice."
但是随接着我们的假我就会跳进来，然后就会跳出来，然后就会说不要去听那个声音，不要去听这种，不要去听他说的。
Yeah, they're a mean person, so they deserve to suffer.
这个人是坏人，是个非常卑劣之人，他值得，他就该，他活该去受罪，你就该这样来对待他。
Yeah, so you were just the instrument of their karma. It's not your fault. Don't worry.
而你只是他的业报的工具而已。你不用担心，不用害怕。
Yeah, so in so many ways, the false ego tells us that, they're not like us. They're not part of our group. They're a different race. They can, it's okay to hurt them because, they're not part of our group. Or they don't believe like us. Or they don't have the same color skin.
所以说我们的假我就会有以许许多多的方式来告诉我们去伤害另一个人，去伤害这些人是完全 OK 完全没问题的，因为这个人又不是我们团体当中的人，这个人也不是也和我们不是同一个族群的，不是同一个种族的，我们没有相同的肤色呀，然后也不是相信仰同样的东西啊，那所以说既然这个叫什么中国人叫做非我族类其心必异，那就肯定是可以很 OK 的可以去伤害他们的。
So it is possible to go through life and cause so much harm and suffering to others, but never admit it.
Never admit it. 因此的话呢，对于一些人而言，就是有可能他们贯穿整个一生，在度过自己的人生的历程中，去伤害其他的生命，然后去让其他人受到极大的痛苦，而他们从来都不会去承认自己做出过这样的事情，那么这种人是完全有可能存在的。
So we may think we've escaped punishment, but that's not how the laws of the universe work.
而我们可能会认为我们会逃脱这个法律的惩罚，但是的话呢，天网恢恢，疏而不漏，这个宇宙的法律是绝对不可能会忽略掉任何一个人的。
Yeah, so everything we put out will have to come back.
我们任何抛出去的东西最终都会再次的飞回来。
Right, every hurtful thought, every hurtful word, every hurtful deed.
我们所做出的每一个伤害其他人，令其他人痛苦的念头啊，话语啊，或者是行为，我们抛出去最终也都是会飞回来的。
Yeah, so that becomes a burden on our soul.
而所有这些的话呢，就会成为压在我们身上的，压在我们作为纯粹灵性灵魂身上的这些负担。
Yeah, so part of the path of advancement in spiritual life is to become humble and to be able to admit and confess how sinful we have become.
Okay. 因此的话，在灵性生活中取得进步的这个就是不叫部分之一的话，在灵性生活中取得进步要做到的其中一点，就是能够真正的谦卑下来，能够去承认，去忏悔自己曾犯下的这些错误的，令其他伤害其他人的行为，去承认自己已经在这个物质世界里变得是多么的罪恶。
And to honestly regret the pain and suffering that we've caused others.
并且去诚实的忏悔和后悔自己对其他人曾造成的痛苦和伤害。
Knowingly or unknowingly, especially knowingly.
就是在我们知晓和不知晓的情况下，对另一个生命产生的伤，造成的伤害，尤其是我们在知晓的情况下所犯下的错误。
Yeah, so this being honest and sincerely admitting one's mistakes and taking responsibility and repenting is a very important part of spiritual advancement, a very important part of bhakti.
Okay. 因此的话呢，诚实的承认，然后对自己的行为承担起责任，并且能够真正的去忏悔，去赎罪，那么这些便是我们在bhakti 当中，在灵性生活中需要做到的非常重要的一点。
So in this connection, we can study the song written by Bhakti Vinod Thakur called Amara Jivan.
Amara Jivan.
Amara Jivan.
Amara Jivan. 然后所以说，就这一点来说，我们可以来学习一下 Bhakti Vinod Thakur 所写的一首歌，歌名叫做 Amara Jivan。
Let me just read a couple of lines. Hold on.
Okay. 我现在他去找那个资料来读这个 Bhakti Vinod Thakur 当中的这首歌当中的几句话，读给我们听。
We don't have the word for word, but we have Prabhupada's summary of it, the summary of the meaning.
所以说这个不如说了，没有那个字对字的翻译，只有帕帕对这首歌的一个总结性的一个阐释。
A Vaishnav is always meek and humble.
Vaishnava 总是谦卑恭顺的。
So here Bhakti Vinod Thakur is describing the life of a normal person.
So 在这里 Bhakti Vinod Thakur 就在描述一个普通人的生活。
And Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he doesn't consider himself to be better than anyone else.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur 并不认为自己就比别的人更好，更高人一等。
And now he's coming to the end of his life and he's starting to remember all the pain and suffering he's caused others and he's repenting. Yeah, admitting and repenting, confessing.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur himself?
Yeah, well in the song he's imagining the end of his life.
Imagining. 在这首歌当中 Bhakti Vinod Thakur 就在想象着，然后在他即将人生即将结束的时候，然后他就开始去回忆自己在整个一生中对其他人所造成的痛苦和伤害，他就在承认，在忏悔，对，在承认，在忏悔着。
Of course, we don't have to wait to the end of our life to admit our mistakes and ask forgiveness and repent.
当然我们无需等到自己生命即将要结束的时候，然后才去承认自己犯下的这些罪恶的行径，然后再去请求得到他人的原谅，然后等等。
So anyway, here's Bhakti Vinod Thakur's words.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur 是这样说的。
My life is always engaged in sinful activities.
我的人生总是在进行着罪恶性的活动。
And if you look at my life, you'll see that practically I've never done any pious activity. Every activity has been sinful.
而如果你来观看我的人生的话，你会看到我几乎从来都没有做出过虔诚的行为，几乎我所做的所有的事情都是罪恶的。
Naturally, I am inclined to give trouble to others.
我自然而然就容易给别人造成麻烦。
I want to see that others suffer and that I enjoy.
我就是想去看到别人受苦，然后我是很享受看到别人受苦的那样子的。
For my enjoyment, I can accept any kind of sinful activity. It doesn't matter.
而我为了自己的享乐，是愿意去接受任何这些罪恶性的活动的。这个对我来说根本就我无关紧要。
I am not at all merciful.
我一点仁慈、仁善之心都没有。
I only care about myself and my own interest.
我只在意我自己，我只在意我的利益。
When I see other people suffering, I'm happy.
我的快乐都是建立在别人的痛苦上的。
And I also speak many lies.
而且我还说了很多很多谎话。
In fact, I'm very accustomed to lying.
实际上我很习惯撒谎，谎话连篇。
So if somebody is suffering, I actually enjoy watching them suffer. I feel better.
所以说我如果看到另一个人在受苦， 我反而还会感觉 更好。
Then it makes me feel superior.
因为我看到别人受苦，就会让我觉得我高人一等，我比他们都更优秀。
I've got lots of desires in my heart.
我的心里 还有许许多多的欲望。
I'm often very angry and falsely proud.
我经常都很生气，然后我还非常的骄傲呢。
I'm very attracted to any subject on sense gratification.
我对任何与感官享乐相关的事情都非常感兴趣。
I'm always envious and full of pride.
我总是充满了嫉妒和骄傲之心。
I like to sleep a lot and I'm very lazy.
而且我很喜欢睡觉，非常的懒惰。
So anyway, he goes on and on, but he's honestly admitting how he is and how he was.
所以说的话呢，这个 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 他的这首歌后面还有更多，然后不如他就只说到刚才的这一部分，然后在整个这首歌或者这首诗里， Bhaktivinoda Thakur 就在很诚实的承认他自己曾经是怎样的一个人，并且他现在是怎样的一个人。
Yeah, so unless we admit our mistakes and we're sorry for the pain and suffering that we've caused others, and unless we ask forgiveness, it's a great burden on us, on our soul.
因此除非我们去承认自己的错误，除非我们去承认去感到很难过自己曾经对其他人所造成的痛苦和伤害，除非我们去请求得到其他人的原谅，否则的话，所有的这一切其实都是压在我们作为灵性灵魂的这个身上的这些重担。
So generally, the false ego will not let us see our mistakes or admit them or ask forgiveness.
总的来说，我们的假我是不会允许我们去看到自己是错的。不会允许我们去看到自己曾犯下的这些错误的行径，然后也不会允许我们去承认、去原谅别的、去请求得到别人的原谅的。
So unless we admit our mistakes and repent and ask forgiveness, then we're still burdened by this sin.
因此除非我们去承认自己犯下的错误，除非我们去忏悔那么去请求得到其他人的原谅，否则的话，这所有一切都是对我们灵性灵魂带给我们灵性灵魂的这些重担。
Especially if we offend devotees, but any living entity.
尤其是如果我们冒犯了另一位 Vaishnava 的话，当然即便是所其他的任何的生物体都是如此。
One person that was lamenting, who finally became a vegetarian, at the end of his life, he asked the question, how many chickens had to die to maintain this body?
就有一个人的话呢，他就是 决定成为了素食主义者，然后等到这个生命即将结束的时候，他就非常悲伤，悲叹自己的过往，他就问出了这样一个问题，就需要 有多少只鸡需要死去才能来维系我的这个身体啊。
So there's a difference between feeling guilty and honestly admitting, you know, the pain and suffering you've caused others, and repenting and wanting to be forgiven.
Oh, okay. 因此的话呢，在你感到愧疚、感到这种内疚之间，就是和什么和什么之间，在你有这种愧疚感或者是内疚感。或者是你诚实的去承认去忏悔去请求得到的别人的宽恕和原谅，这二者之间是不同的。
So Arjuna, he's a very honest and of course, you know, a spiritually advanced human being.
Arjuna 是一个非常诚实的并且在灵性上非常进步的人。
And he's saying to Krishna very appropriately really,that if I kill my teachers and I kill my grandfather, how is it possible to enjoy the kingdom? You think I'm going to be able to forget that and just go on living in a happy-go-lucky way?
所以说 Arjuna 在这里对 Krishna 说出的一番话实际上就是非常恰当的。他就说，如果我要是杀死了我的老师，杀死了我的祖父 Bhishma, 那你认为我就可以完全忘记自己做过的所有的这一切，然后就可以真正的去得到这个王国，然后从此以后去享受我的王国，然后过上幸福快乐的一生吗？
Okay, so that's one point. I just want to bring up the point that Prabhupada made in the purport.
所以这是 Arjuna 提到的一点，然后 Guru 说他现在要继续的去讲 Arjuna 就是Prabhupada 在要旨上提到的其他的那些点。
And he's saying that, you know, there's another point of view here.
好，这里又是另一个角度。
Or another perspective.
另一个视角。
And that is, of course, you have to worship your teacher, and you have to respect them. You can't kill them. But if their behavior is such that they're no longer qualified to be a teacher,You can reject them.
所以说在这里提到的一点就是一个人应该去崇拜去尊敬他们的老师，但是如果老师的行为是这样的，也就是指这个要旨上所写的是非不分做出恶行的话，那么人就可以去拒绝他们的老师，然后对拒绝这样的老师。
And that's also the case in our spiritual tradition thatIf the guru is no longer following or teaching some bogus teaching, then that spiritual teacher can be rejected. You no longer have to follow them or consider yourself their disciple.
Okay. 并且的话，这对于我们的灵性传统来说也是如此。如果一位灵性导师没有再继续遵循这个使徒传习的教导，而是开始去吹嘘传授一些虚假的这种教导的话，那么我们是可以去拒绝这样的老师的，我们可以是不再去继续追随这样的老师，不再把自己当作是这样的人的门徒。
Right, if your teacher is because we're followers of Srila Prabhupada, that means we follow the four regulated principles and we chant 16 rounds.
由于我们是帕帕的追随者，因此我们就需要去遵循帕帕所讲到的遵循四项规范原则，并且每天念诵十六圈。
Right, and we study his books and we explain his teachings.
我们会去学习他的书籍，并且去向别人explain the teachings?
Yeah, we explain Prabhupada's teachings or we speak on those teachings without changing the meaning.
我们就会去把帕帕的教导重复给其他人来重复给其他人去宣讲，而不会是这个去改变帕帕的教导。
Yeah, so if I stop chanting 16 rounds or if I stop stop following the four regulative principles or one of them, or told you you didn't have to do that, then I would be disqualifying myself, and you would have the right to not follow me or listen to whatever I say.
然后因此如果我要是停止念诵十六圈或者是没有遵循思想规范原则当中的任何一项那么或者我就是没有去做到这个帕帕的教导当中所提到的那些重要的点那么你们就这就会使得我没有再具有灵性导师的资格那么你们就有权利不再继续追随我然后不再这个聆听我讲的话
So it's not mentioned in the verse, but Prabhupada brings up this point in the purport that Dronacharya and Bhishma Dev had disqualified themselves by choosing to fight for Duryodhana.
觉得帕帕没有在细节中提到这一点，但在要旨中他却说到，当 Bhishma 和 Dronacharya 选择站在 Duryodhana 的那一边，这样做法就使得他们不再具有资格了。因此的话，就是使得他们不再具有资格了。
So, you know, according to the Kshatriya code, the Pandavas were the rightful, they were the rightful heirs to the kingdom.And Bhishma Dev and Dronacharya shouldn't have honored that.
根据夏帝利的准则，潘大王五兄弟是整个这个王国的合法的继承人，因此的话 ，Bhishma 和 Dronacharya 他们是应该来荣耀这样的一种，这样的一种就说是这种传统，然后去这样来尊重他们的。
Yeah, so they should have took the side of Arjuna.
所以说意味着他们俩就应该是站在 Arjuna 的那一边才是。
But because they were financially dependent upon Dhritarashtra and Drona and Duryodhana, they decided to fight for them.
但是由于他们在这个经济上或者叫财务上是依赖于杜尤丹的，因此的话呢，他们就站在了杜尤丹的那一边。
So Prabhupada's point is, therefore, they disqualified themselves.
所以帕帕在这里提到的一点就是，由此他们就使得自己失去了资格。
And therefore, Arjuna didn't necessarily have to honor them as superiors or as teachers because they were morally corrupt.
Morally corrupt. 因此的话 ，Arjuna 就无需。去把他们尊崇为他的老师和他的长者，因为他们俩就已经是在道德上已经堕落了，对，道德上已经堕落了。
So in the same way, if unfortunately our spiritual master stops following the principles or changes the philosophy, we should reject them.
Okay. 所以说以同样的方式，如果不信的话，我们的灵性导师也停止了去遵循这些规范原则，然后或者是改变了这门哲学的话，那么我们就应该去拒绝这样的老师。
And of course, we should pray that in the future that they can come back to this spiritual path and come back to alignment with Srila Prabhupada and the disciple succession.
当然我们也要去祈祷，那么在未来的话，这样堕落的灵性导师是能够继续的回到正轨，然后继续和帕帕和我们一起再回到这条觉悟之路。
Yeah, we should always remain compassionate.
并且我们应该总是去保持这样一种compassionate, 同情怜悯之心。
And we should not unnecessarily criticize or enjoy somebody's fall down and and gossip.
我们不应该去批评，我们不应该去批评其他人犯下的错误，我们不应该去享受另一个人的堕落。对，我们不应该去享受另一个人的堕落，然后不应该去在背后去闲聊八卦这样的这些事情。
As just a little jiva soul, it's not our place to judge others.
作为一个渺小的 jiva 个体灵魂，我们it's not our place to
judge and criticize others.
我们并没有任何的位置能够去评判，能够去批评另一个生命。
All of us have to answer to the Lord in our heart who sees and witnesses and knows everything about us.
Sees, witnesses, and knows everything. 我们所有人所有的这些生物体都必须去对我们内心的主去回应，我们内心的主都必须要去对内心的Sura Gumaji, how to understand the answer the
well,
Lord in
our heart. Whatever we've done, whatever mistakes we've made, whatever pain and suffering we've caused others, we're going to have to, answer to God to that, to the Lord in our heart. It's not going to just, we're not going to get away with anything.
okay. 所以说的话呢，我们曾经犯下的所有的这些错误，我们对其他人造成的痛苦和伤害，我们是不会这种就说叫什么逍遥法外的，就是完全可以逃离这一切的。我们必须要去回应内心的主，必须要去回答我们内心的主，因为他能够看到，他知道，他见证着我们所想、所说、所做的一切。
So ultimately, there's the law of God, and every soul has to.Obey that law, otherwise they have to experience the consequences. And the Lord knows everything.
所以说有神的法律存在，而每一个生物体都必须去遵循神的法律。而如果要是违背神制定的法律的话，那就必然会有后果的，必然会有后果发生，因为主他知道一切。
So anyway, here in the story,Arjuna, he has some good reasons, why he doesn't want to kill his superiors.
所以说故事进展到这里，Arjuna就提出了一些很好的论点来论证为什么他不应该去杀死他的长辈。
So, I think I'll stop there and then we'll get to some questions.
Okay, 所以故事说现在正课讲完，他就来回答大家剩下的。
I just want to take a quick break.
Okay, okay. Guru, he's now leaving a little while. I'm going to close my video because I'm too hot. I'm going to take off my jacket. Okay. Okay, Guru Raj, we can answer the questions left from last week.
Okay.
Okay. I turned off the video because I just so hot. I'm wearing pajamas. I'm so hot here.
Okay. Well, just as long as you're not in your birthday suit.
No, no, definitely. 我们来看上星期剩下的问题哈，然后我就直接在这里练出来了。第一个上星期剩下第一个问题是，听我的妻子喋喋不休讲话两个小时，这也是我的职责吗？先感谢我的妻子，培养我的容忍之心。Okay, so the first question left from last week is that, so listening to my nagging wife constantly talking for 2 hours, so does that also count as my duty? But first of all, I'm thankful to my wife.That she's helping me cultivate my tolerance.
That's true. Yeah, you could take it as a sadhana and have a little fun.
嗯，不如说您可以把您妻子对您的唠叨当作是你的 sadhana， 你的灵性休息。
So first, I would start out, you know, paying full attention for 10 minutes.
嗯，那么首先的话呢，我建议你可以一开始。和你妻子在听他说话的时候，前十分钟你是把你所有的注意力都给到他。
And even though she may be repeating the same thing over and over, it's still a new day, and there may be some differences.
It's still a new day.
Yeah.
哦，或者说，那么即便你的妻子可能是不断重复的在说着同一件事情，但是的话呢，由于这一次是。新的这样的一个交流，就是他在试图跟你交流的这些东西，因此的话，会有一些不同的地方的。
Yeah, so generally, you know, when especially those who we're very familiar with, we tend to see them as they were yesterday, or even 20 or 30 years ago. We don't see them with fresh eyes of today.
嗯。往往我们对于身边非常亲近非常熟悉的人的话，我们对待他们的方式或叫做我们看待他们的方式，都是会基于过去，基于昨天，或者是基于10年前、20年前或者30年前的这样一种老的眼光来对待他们，来看待他们，而我们几乎很少是能够以当下今天是因为今新的一天天嘛，然后所以说我们往往不会以今天这种新的视角来看待对方。
In reality, our body is changing moment to moment. 50 billion cells have died, and 50 billion cells have been reborn.
嗯，而在现实之中，所有的一切都是不断的在变化着的。就比如说我们的身体的细胞，这个有五千万个细胞。从这一刻到下一刻，我们所有的这些细胞都是不断的在生长着，不断的在死亡着。
So, just see if you can be fully present and listen to your wife for 10 minutes.
嗯，所以说你可以试一试，看看你能不能用十分钟的时间来完全的和你妻子一起临在，能够去真正倾听她在说的话。
And try and understand the message behind her words. What does she really want? What does she really need?
嗯，那么并且试着去理解。他所说的这一番话的背后，他真正的意图是什么？他想要的是什么？然后他去理解他真正想要的是什么？他需要的是什么
？Basically, everyone's crying is a crying out for love, a crying to be seen.
嗯，基本上每一个人的哭泣、哭喊，他们都是在哭喊着希望能够得到爱，能够希望被另一个人所看见。
Yeah, just so see if you can be fully present.Listening for 10 minutes.
嗯，所以说你就可以看一看你能不能够用十分钟的时间为他完的明白去倾听他说的话语。
And with the intention of just wanting to understand how she's thinking with one.
所以说当你这样来做的时候。就带着这样一种专注，就是想就带着这样一种意图，是想要去理解你的妻子是怎样想的，去理解她的感受，她的心情，去理解她真正想要的是什么。
Giving full attention without looking at your cell phone or the internet or newspaper or TV or anything.
嗯，然后就把你全然的注意力都给到她，而不是去看手机啊，或者是看电视的这样一种方式在跟她说话。
And at the same time, observe yourself and notice your feelings and your thoughts, and be present for them as well.
并且同时的话呢，你在你去倾听他说话的时候，同时你要去观察你自己，去注意到在你听着他说话的那一刻的时候，你的脑海里冒出了怎样的念头，你的情绪感受又是怎样的。
Yeah, and just see what happens.
就看看会发生什么。
And, you know, you may decide to continue, or you may decide at that point to say, well, you know, I've had enough, I need a break.
所以说，然后就这样，比如说尝试几分钟、十分钟之后，接着你就可以做出决定，你想继续跟他说话呢，还是觉得你想打断一下，然后休息一会儿。
Yeah, so you don't have to torture yourself, but you can take it as an opportunity to understand your wife and to expand your level of tolerance.
所以说你无需去折磨你自己。但是你可以把这个当作是一个机会来去更好的理解你的妻子，然后并且来去培养更多的培养你的这个容忍的这样一种知觉。
Yeah, so just test yourself and see if you can listen with curiosity and kindness.
所以说你可以这样来做一次实验，来看看你有多大，来看一看你的这个好奇心和你的这种善良，你的这种人善。
Okay, good luck.
Okay, 祝你好运。Next one?
Yeah.
好，我们来看上个星期剩下的第二个问题。法恩姑鲁的精彩讲课，请问这里说的看到 Krishna 指的是在知识层面上，还是在视力上的肉眼可见呢？在生活中处处都看到 Krishna 的完美安排，但是肉眼还没看到，这算是内在的看见吗？ Okay, so here this devotee asking that, you were talking about seeing Krishna. So does it refer to see Krishna on the level of knowledge? Does it refer to see Krishna on the level of the physical body?
Talking about seeing Krishna, so I don't know really how to answer that.
就是Guru说他想不起来上个星期说到的这个看到 Krishna, 当时他讲课提到这一点的时候，那个上下文的背景是什么，他想不起来了，所以说他没法回答这个问题。
Of course, we can see Krishna as the source of our life, we can see him as taste and water, there's so many, if we're present and conscious,we can see Krishna in that way.
当然我们可以把 Krishna 看作是我们生命的源头，我们可以把 Krishna 看作是水的滋味，但只要我们是临在的，能够觉知到当下的这一刻。Sorry, Gumaji, what's the last sentence? As long as we are conscious, we are present.
Yeah, then we can see Krishna, you know, through the eyes of the Shastras, like he says, I am the taste of water.The ability of man, the light of the sun.
Okay. 那么故事说到，那么只要我们是临在的，我们是有觉知的，那么我们便可以通过经典的描述来看到 Krishna. 就比如说我们看到 Krishna 是水的滋味，我们能够看到 Krishna 是太阳的阳光的存在，我们能够看到 Krishna 是人类的这种力量。
We can see Krishna in the form of the deity.
我们可以以神像的形式来看到 Krishna.
In order to see Krishna's spiritual form, then he has to give us spiritual eyes.
而为了要能够看到 Krishna 的灵性形象的话，我们就必须要被赋予这个灵性的眼睛才行。
Well, actually, we have spiritual eyes, but they're covered over. There's a veil there.
实际上我们每一个生命都是具有灵性的眼睛的，只不过我们的这个灵性的眼睛都被覆盖了。
So he reserves the right to reveal himself to who he wants, to whom he chooses.
因此 Krishna 他就有权利来决定他到底想要向哪一个人，向哪一个生物体揭示他的样子。
But it's very common, even for people that, you know, are not so religious,that whenever they are in nature, or they experience the power of nature, maybe a mountain, or the forest, or a river, they feel the presence of God.
feel the presence of God. 并且的话呢，这也是一种很常见的、很普遍的现象，那就是对于那些即便没有宗教追求的人来说，当他们身处在大自然之中，或者是当他们体验到大自然的力量的时候，就比如说崇山峻岭啊，然后或者是大江大河呀，然后或者是森林啊等等，那么他们都能够在这样的体验当中去感受到神的临在，上帝的临在。
The mind becomes quiet.
他们的心意就会安静下来。
And people feel the awesome power of something more powerful than them.
人们在这样的环境之中就会感受到有比他们自身更伟大更厉害的力量存在。
And this is also a kind of Krishna consciousness or God consciousness.
而这实际上也是 Krishna 知觉或者叫做神的知觉的一种种类一类。
So what's the second part of this question?
The second part is that to see the perfect arrangementby Krishna in my life, but I haven't seen it with my naked eye. Does this count as inner seeing?
Well, in my experience, if we look back, it's hard to see it in the present, but if we look back at the past, we can start to see how wonderfully our life has been arranged to teach us lessons that we need to learn.In order to become God conscious.
Okay. 所以 Guru 就说到，他说就我个人的经验来看，不要经验啊，叫经历来看，我们往往很难在当下在现在的这一刻去看到是主的完美的安排。我们往往是需要回顾过去，去看待观看一下我们过往的那些经历，那些遭遇，就会看到哇，我们的人生是多么完美的被 Krishna 所安排，然后就是为了来教导我们所需要领悟到的每一个功课，每一个课题，从而好发展出我们的Krishna 知觉。
Yeah. Somehow we've fallen from the spiritual world to the material world.
不知怎的，我们就从灵性的天空堕落到了这个物质世界。
We didn't want to serve God, we wanted to be God.
我们于是就变得不再想要去服务神，而是想要成为神。
And we wanted to imagine that we're separate from God.
我们想要去想象自己是和神相分离的。
So in this world where it's a place of rectification.
所以说这个物质世界就是一个矫正行为的地方。
We're learning actually that we're not in control.
我们在这里就是去学会去最终领悟到我们并非是处于掌控之中的。
That we're not independent.
我们并非独立的。
And that we're not material, we're spiritual.
并且我们也并不是物质的，而我们是灵性的存在。
And we're learning to that it's only a dream that we can imagine that we're God and that we're separate from Him.
而我们完全只是而当我们认为自己是和神相分离的话，那么这只不过是一场幻境，一场梦境而已。
And so now we're learning to properly utilize our free will to choose to serve God.And to be his servant, as opposed to imagining that we are God and independent.
因此，那么现在我们就在这里，是在学习如何去恰当运用我们的自由意志，从而能够来做出选择，选择去服务神，选择去成为神的仆人，而不是选择去想象自己是处于掌控之中，去想象自己是和神相分离的。
So we come into this life with so many desires, so many illusions.
我们来到这一生是带着许许多多的欲望，许许多多的so many desires and so many
illusions.
以及许许多多的幻觉来到这一生的。
And a heavy karmic burden.
带着非常沉重的业力的负担。
And so if we look back at our life, we can see how our life has been arranged in such a way to frustrate our material desires.
因此如果我们去回顾自己过去的人生的话，便会发现我们的生活被安排的方式就是为了来让我们在追求物质欲望的过程中受到极大的这种挫败，感受到极大的沮丧。
And to admit that we're powerless and dependent upon God.
去促使我们去承认自己是没有力量的，去承认自己是必须依附于、依靠于主，才能得以存在的。
So in that respect, our life has been perfectly orchestrated.To accomplish those goals.
Okay. 因此，从这一个角度来看，我们的人生就是被完美的安排，从而以实现这些目标的。
Of course, that perspective is only there for an aspiring devotee, not for the gross materialist. The gross materialist will never see that.
当然这样的一种视角的话呢，是对于奉献者来说，是对于真正有想要在灵性上取得进步的奉献者来说才会有的视角，而对于那些粗糙的物质主义者，追求物质享乐的人来说是不可能会有的。
So for a devotee, he sees that not only his life dependent upon Krishna, but everything is dependent upon Krishna.
因此对于奉献者来说，我们所看到的，那就是不仅我们自己是依赖于 Krishna， 并且所有的一切也都是依赖于 Krishna 的。
And therefore, Krishna is our greatest friend.
因此 Krishna 就是我们最棒最棒的朋友。
And so whatever has been arranged by him has been arranged for ultimately our highest good.That we can come back to him.
因此无论什么样的生活，无论是他给我们安排了怎样的生活，他都是出于对我们的最高利益来安排我们的人生的，目的就是为了想要我们得以最终回归他，回归灵性世界。
And so we don't see the environment or the external world as separate from Krishna.
由此我们就不会把外在的世界看作是和 Krishna 相分离的。
So therefore, for the devotee sees that the universe is actually friendly.
因此对于奉献者来说，我们看到整个世界、整个宇宙都是对我们很友好、很友善的。
Because it's helping him awaken and go back to Godhead.
因为整个世界都是在帮助我们去得以觉醒，帮助我们得以回归守神。
So everything that happens is helping us to give up this false sense of self and become choose to be an eternal servant of Krishna.
所有发生的一切都是为了帮助我们得以去放弃关于自我的虚假意识，并且做出选择去成为主的永恒的仆人。
So for the devotee's mantra is not my will be done but God's will, Krishna's will be done.
Oh, okay, not my will be done but Krishna's will be done.
Yeah.
所以说对于奉献者来说，奉献者的一句曼陀罗就是，这个曼陀罗有很有意思啊，就是说不是我的意愿会实现，而是神的意愿会实现。
That's the peace formula.
而这就是和平的 peace formula, 和平的这个方程式，就是我们如何获得和平的方式方法。平和，不叫平和。
That's the happiness formula.
或者叫做获得幸福快乐的秘诀。
No more resistance.
不再有抗拒，不再有抵抗。
We trust in God, we trust in Krishna.
我们信任主，我们信任 Krishna.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, there is one more. Yeah, there's more. Okay. 我们来看这个上个星期剩下的其他的问题。这个问题。Okay, so Gumaji, this Mataji is asking describing a lot about her life situation. So I'm just going to summarize it for you. Okay, but we will summarize it for you afterwards. 好，这个问题比较长，然后我们来看一下哈。仆人虔诚的顶拜 Guru 和翻译不敢让，我想请问 Guru， 我儿子今年34岁，6年前得了严重的心脏病，这6年来我每天都在向主祈祷和忏悔。向为主请求救赎他。昨晚我突然有一种灵感，他的病是假象，而他无价值感、无存在感和生活的目标感是真相，是主让他以疾病的方式让我们觉醒。由于孩子的父亲有酒瘾，30多岁因酒伤肝而早逝，所以我们很担心孩子会成为他父亲那样。由于愚昧，我不敢给孩子自由，在各方面控制他不离开我的视线，放学时堵在学校门口把孩子接回家，常常把孩子一个人锁到屋里，因此孩子很叛逆。由于我一个人带孩子，疲于生存，拼命地想给孩子创造物质环境，也很少关心他的心灵健康，从未走进孩子的心里，而且只要孩子好好读书，所有生活上的一切都由我一手替代，剥夺了孩子成长经历中应对自己的生活负责任，生活的一切事情都不会做，所以孩子没有存在感、价值感和生活的目标感。现在孩子又处在疾病中，更需要人照顾，我更不敢培养他的独立。我知道我要面对孩子得病背后的真相，但我不知道如何来应对现阶段儿子的状况，我如何做好，请亲爱的 Guru 给予指导，感恩 Guru 的仁慈。Okay, so here this devotee, she's saying that my son is 34 years old and 6 years ago he had suffered some severe, heart attack. So over the 6 years I have been repenting, I have been praying the Lord to save him. And suddenly, last night I had the epiphany that my son's disease is illusion, is a hallucination, illusion.That the reality is that my son does not have self-value, does feel like the sense of meaning, he doesn't have the meaning of life. So it's his disease that arranged by the Lord to make us awaken. Because his father was an alcoholic and his father died in the 30s because of the liver problem. So I'm very afraid that my son would become like the father. I wouldn't also give my son the freedom. I usually lock him in his room and he's very rebellious. And I just take care of the kid on my own and tried everything to create the environment for him, but rarely cared about his, inner well-being. So anyway, now he's in his disease situation. I cannot give him independence because I have to take care of him. So I want to know how I can deal with this situation. And I also know that I need to face the reality of the reason why he's suffering from this disease. Thank you very much. Could you give me some instruction?
Yeah, so everything that you believe, you know, the situation with your son and the causes of the situation, what you're believing may be true, it may be not.
我就说到您所提到的你对于你儿子的这种状况，你所相信的那些东西，然后或者是你所认为的是什么样的原因导致了他患病，那么等等这些想法这些念头的话呢，有一些可能是真的，而有一些不见得是。
Of course, physical disease often can be traced back to our psychology and our thoughts that we have about ourselves, our self-esteem, and then also karma from previous lifetimes is complicated.
当然我们所遭受的生理疾病的话呢可以追溯到我们的心理状态。就如果我们有很低的自尊有很低的自尊感我们对于自己抱有许多消极负面的念头的话那么这些便有可能会导致身体疾病。当然身体疾病有一部分的原因也可能是来自于前世的业力就是前世的业力继续又延续到了今生。所以说的话呢这种导致疾病的原因是比较复杂的。
And of course, you know, family dynamics, how you perceive your son and how you've taken care of your son, and the way you've treated your son may have contributed to his psychology and his disease.
当然这个家庭当中的状态也是会对家人的这种身体状况造成影响的。就对于你儿子而言，你对待他的方式，你照顾他的方式，你是如何看待他的？他在你眼中，他是一个怎样的人？然后这些方式的话呢，也都可能会导致，是也有可能是导致他遭受身体疾病和这个对，导致他是这样一个人的一个这种心理状态，导致他的心理状态和身体疾病的原因之一。
Yes, so some of what you believe may be true, maybe some of it not. It's hard to say. It's very mysterious and complex.
因此的话呢，你所谈到的，你关于你儿子的这种状况的这些想法、这些分析，然后或者是这些信念的话呢，有些可能是真实的，而有些不是，因为其实这是一个非常神秘、非常复杂的一种状态。
But like you say, your role as a mother, his role as a son, and our personalities, these are all ultimately illusory.
但是你所提到的你是他母亲的角色然后他作为你儿子这样一些角色那么所有的这些人格的话呢实际上这些人格或者这些家庭角色的话呢归根结底都是一种幻觉。
And like I was explaining previously, ultimately all of our experiences,And the roles we play in our family are meant to help us awaken.
就像我刚才所谈到的，我们在人生当中所经历的一切，并且我们在家庭当中所承担的角色，归根结底都是为了帮助我们最终得以觉醒。
So the best thing we can do for ourselves and for others is to awaken ourselves and come out of illusion.
因此我们能够对自己所做的最好的事并且也是我们能够对其他人所做的最好的事就是让自己醒来不再遭受幻觉。
And then to treat ourselves and to treat others as very precious eternal children of God.
并且我们能最终去对待自己和对待其他人的方式都是能够把自己和把其他生灵看作是神的。珍贵无比的永恒的孩子。
So, now it sounds like your son is disabled.
就听起来好像您的儿子现在的话呢是他是无法照顾自己的是这种对是丧失了照顾自己的能力的。
And he needs you to take care of him.
所以说你就需要去照顾好他生活当中的方方面面。
So you can continue to do that, you have to.
所以说你会继续这样做你不得不继续这样去照顾他。
But what consciousness are you going to take care of him in?
但是你会以怎样的知觉状态来照顾你儿子呢?
Are you going to think of yourself as his mother and him as your son and that all of the suffering is due to you?
你是会继续认为你是你孩子的母亲然后他是你的儿子然后他所经受的所有的这些痛苦的话呢都是由你造成的你是会以这样的直觉来照顾他吗
Or just accept the fact that you've come together to learn this lesson so that you can awaken.
还是说你会真正的去接受你和他这两个个体灵魂
走到了一起，共同来经历这一切。或者你会接受，或者你会接受这样的一种知觉，你会接受，那么你和他最终走到一起。Sorry so much. 是哪一位没有关那个静音啊？有噪音啊？有背景的这个噪音，麻烦关一下静音哈。或者你会最终去接受你和你儿子走到一起，那就是为了能够两个人共同的来最终领悟到这样的功课，领悟到这样的这种灵性上必须要让自己醒来。
So the best thing you can do is let go of the past, let go of the future, and be very present and fully depend upon Krishna.
所以说你能做的最棒的事情，那就是放手你的过去，并且也放手你的未来，真正的让自己活在当下此刻，真正的去完全的依赖于 Krishna.
Admit your past mistakes, repent, ask forgiveness.
去承认你过往犯下的错误，去忏悔，去祈求得到宽恕，得到原谅。
And live in this world from the truth of who you are as an eternal servant of Krishna, and just depend upon Him and pray for your son.
并且是基于你的生命的真相来活在这个世界上。而你生命的真相，那就是你是 Krishna 的仆人的这样一个真相，基于这样的真相来度过你的人生，然后并且去为你的儿子祈祷，并且去完完全全的依赖于 Krishna。
Do your best to take care of your son, but leave the results up to Krishna. Don't try and figure it out, because you'll never figure it out.
尽你最大努力来照顾你的儿子，但是把你照顾你儿子的这些所付出的所有的这些活动这些成果哈，就是你希望你儿子健康或者等等的，把所有的这些结果都交付于 Krishna， 不去执着于这样的结果，而且要是去想要弄败是怎么一回事，因为OK， 上个星期最后一个问题，顶拜孤乳，我们这一生不断修行念诵十六圈，在临终时想不起Krishna，那怎么想起了？因此临终在临在中想不起来Krishna。这位叫 Yova。TV Saka 这位妈大吉，麻烦您再把这个问题再发上来哈，因为我不是很明白您说的这个在临终想不起来 Krishna 是指即将要去世的时候想不起来 Krishna 呢，还是你说的在临在当中想不起来 Krishna 怎么想起呢？抱歉哈，因为这个我也不想随意的心意猜测。OK, the last question was a bit ambiguous, so I asked her to ask again. So let's look at today's question.
Okay.
我们来看着今天的问题哈。Hare Krishna, 顶拜咕噜和老师今天是帮忙曾经在成都聆听过您讲座的奉献者提问关于婚姻家庭的问题。Okay, so Guru Maharaj, this one is also a little bit not as long as before. 这是一个处于离婚状态的女性，她和前夫有四个孩子，两个吃肉两个吃素，请问咕噜应该如何正确履行母亲职责照顾好孩子呢？关于夫妻关系也想请教咕噜，前夫是一个比较热心公益活动的崇拜观音菩萨的创业者，同时他一直深受色欲迷惑，很难摆脱与其他女性的关系，请问咕噜就目前这位奉献者前夫有这么多孩子和一些共同财产的情况下，是否需要为了得到婚姻的保护和前夫复婚呢？或者还是自己带着年幼的两个小孩子独立生活，尽量在奉爱知觉中提升自己和孩子们呢？请咕噜的建议和鼓励感恩。Okay, so here this devotee is asking that she is now divorced She has four kids with the ex-husband. Two of the kids are meat eaters and two of them are vegetarians. So the first one, she's talking, asking that how to engage in the motherly duties properly to take care of the kids. That's the first one. Mm-hmm. and the second, she says that also regarding the relationship with the ex-husband, the guy is like very enthusiastic about public welfare activities and worshiping, doing some karma kanda and creating his own business. However, he's also like very much engaged in sexual desires and had relationships with other women. So now this Mataji is asking that, considering she has so many kids with him, and also they have some joint assets, so should she get back together with the guy just in order to get the marriage, the protection of the marriage? Or should she just be a single mother, taking care of those two young children, and independently living her life and try her best to improve herself and improve the kids in Krishna consciousness? Thank you.
Second option to me sounds more appealing, but it's a complex situation.
You mean the second one, that she's just being a single mother?
Yeah. If she can afford to do that and by, be independent, that sounds like a much more favorable situation.
Okay. 顾主说到，您说的这第二个选择就是 靠自己独立生活，自己带着两个年幼的孩子，然后或者说这第二个选择的话呢，如果你能够承担这个家庭，就能够去做到这一点的话，能够自己独立来照顾孩子、独立生活，那么听起来的话呢，这个选择可能对你来说是更好的。当然，这个可能状况还是比较复杂的。So
there are many unhappily married people. They stay together because they have children and because of the financial situation, so sometimes there's no easy answer or solution to that.
Okay. 顾就说到，有许许多多的夫妻，他们在一起过得并不幸福，但是他们仍然继续待在婚姻里而没有离婚，其原因可能就是比如说为了孩子。 或者是由于这个经济上的考虑，而对于这样的状况的话呢，实际上是无法找到很容易的答案，无法找到很容易的解决方法的。But
if you can live independently with your two children and support yourself and take care of them, that would seem like a good thing. You have to decide what you really want to do.
但是的话，如果你能靠自己来独立生活，你能够靠你们力量来照顾好你的两个孩子的话，那么这看起来应该是很不错的事情。但是的话，你需要自己来决定。Okay. The first one, that how to engage in the motherly duties and to take care of the kids.
Well, that's a pretty broad question, not very specific, so it's hard to answer specifically. But just do your duty, do all you can to spend time with your children, to be present with them, to really listen to them and be there for them, love them.
OK， 所以，布鲁说到您问的第一个这个问题，如何正确履行母亲职责，照顾好孩子？那么这个问题问的是很宽泛的，因此的话呢，布鲁他也只能给到你很宽泛的这样一个建议，那就是尽你所能的，能够花些时间来陪伴孩子。当你在陪伴孩子的时候，能够尽力的和他们临在，能够尽量和他们临在。 能够真正的去倾听他们，去爱他们，在他们遇到困难的时候，能够真正的在那里去帮助他们。Yeah,
try to spend quality time with no distractions from the internet or devices and things.
并且请你尽量和他们在一起享受高质量的陪伴，高质量的亲子时间，也就是不是比如说你或者是孩子在看电视啊，或者玩手机啊，打游戏啊等等，而是能够真正的在一起，母亲和孩子能够在一起做一些有意义有趣的活动。
In my experience, children don't do what you say, they do what you do.
如果说从他的个人经验来看，孩子是不会按照你说的话去做事的，孩子是按照你所表现出来的样子来做事，来为人处事的。
And there's one quote I'd like to see if I can find it from this person. Oh, Carl Jung, he says. He's a famous psychologist.
I know. So what did he say?
He says, if there is anything we wish to change in the child, we should first examine it and see whether it is not something that we could better be changed in ourselves. I can send that to you.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's see how do we do this.
There's a good chat under the bottom, all those buttons there.
Yeah.
Guru 他找到了一句名言，然后他发给我，然后让我看着来翻译给大家听一下，这句话还挺有意思的。我不知道大家有没有知道卡尔荣格，卡尔荣格是一位非常出名的心理学家，他是继弗洛伊德之后的话呢，就是西方社会的一位大这个心理学家，是非常有灵性追求的。然后他这里说了，他就说了一句跟这个孩子教育相关的一句话。Did you send to me?
Yeah, I did. I sent it in the chat box.
Oh, really? I couldn't see it.
Really? Well, maybe only Sumuki can see it.
Oh. Okay.对，可能只有孙布奇才能看到。咕噜说发给孙布奇了。Is your Skype on?
Let's see. My Skype, I can turn it on. I can send it through Skype to you. Why doesn't it come up? So Carl Jung, you know, he's famous for the shadow theory.
Shadow theory. So 卡尔荣格的话呢，他就是他提出了一个关于叫做阴影理论，可能是要翻译成中文是阴影理论而出名的。
What's your Skype name?
Sorry, Mike. Can you find us the group chat? The group chat that we used to do. I send them.
Oh yeah, here it is.
Okay, how...如果我们希望改变孩子身上的任何东西，如果我们希望孩子有任何的改变，那么我们应该首先去检验这个东西，看看它是否是我们自己see whether it is something that could be better, 看一看是否我们自己应该首先去改变。我再重复一下哈，如果我们希望孩子做出任何的改变，那么我们应该首先去检验一下，看看是不是我们自己应该首先来改变这一点。
All right.
Okay. 这就是 Guru 要分享的关于这两个问题。Okay, next one. Let me see if there's any more. Okay. 下一个问题是，
请问咕噜，认错和忏悔与自责的区别是什么？
So this devotee is asking, what's the difference between admitting one's mistakes and repenting, or admitting one's mistakes, repenting, and self-criticism, self-criticism, yeah.
Well, that's a great question.
这个问题问得非常好。
So when we make a mistake or we do, you know, we do something that really hurts someone, you know, we have an angry thought or we say something angry,or we're not sending them loving thoughts, first we have to catch that and admit that.
Catch that and admit that. 那么 Guru 说首先的话呢就是当我们要是就是说了伤害别人的话然后或者是对说了伤害别人或者充满愤怒的很生气的话语然后或者对另一个人产生了这些愤怒啊然后嫉妒啊然后任何这些负面的念头的话而没有对另一个人表达就是送出这种叫做充满爱和关怀的念头那么我们应该去注意到这一点去注意到这一点去承认有这样的这种念头
Or let's say you know you did something in the past that really hurt someone maybe you didn't even realize it at the time
或者如果你曾经在过去做过伤害其他人的事情you didn't realize that then.
Yeah.
然后而你当时是没有意识到自己是犯下了这样的错误的。
But later on, you realized it, or you heard that they were really hurt.
但是过后的话呢，你意识到，你曾经犯下过这样的错误，然后你曾经对过后的话，你就意识到你曾经做过这样的事情。
You can admit, wow, that wasn't a good thing to do or say.
然后也可以去承认哦，当初我说的那句话或者做的那件事情真的是不对的。
But then you have to say you're sorry.
但是然后你就需要去说我很对不起，我很抱歉。
And you have to admit to them what you did wrong.
而你就必须要去向对方承认你曾经做过的错误的事情。
And say I'm sorry.
去对另一个人说我很抱歉我很对不起你。
So that's part of repenting, is to actually explain to them what you did wrong and to say you're sorry.
Say sorry. 而这就是忏悔的一部分。忏悔的一部分就是能够去向你伤害过的那些人去解释去说明你当初到底做错了什么样的事情然后去向对方真正的去说一句对不起。
And then you have to ask to be forgiven.
然后你就需要去请求得到对方的原谅。
And then never do that same thing again.
然后的话呢从此以后再也不重蹈覆辙。
So that's all repentance.
而这就是忏悔。
Yeah, so you also confess that to the Lord and said, Lord, I did this, I'm sorry.I'm never going to do it again.
并且的话呢你也以同样的方式来向主忏悔。你会对 Krishna 说主啊我做过这样的事情我真的很抱歉很对不起您我以后再也不犯同样的错误了。
And then send that person love.
然后的话呢再在你的心里去向你伤害过的那个人去向他送出你的爱。
And really pray for their highest good.
去真正祈祷为他最高的利益祈祷。
So that's very different than self-criticism.
而这和自责就是有极大的不同的。
So you have this little voice going on in your head, just criticizing yourself.
然后你就因为自责的话呢，就是你的脑袋里有这样的一个声音，然后再批评你自己。
But you never do anything about it.
但是的话呢，你却从来没有就这种自责做出过任何事情。不叫做自责 ，sorry, Guruji, 不是就自责哈，而是就你曾经犯下过的这些错误做过任何事情。
And often that little voice is just connected to your false conception of yourself.
并且往往你脑袋里的这个声音都和你的这个虚假的自我意识是息息相关的。
And it's also usually related to the conception you developed of yourself that you downloaded from your parents.
并且的话呢，这个声音也往往和你从你父母那里下载下来的关于你是谁，你是怎样的一个人，你的生活应该什么样子的，这些所有的这些概念也是息息相关的。
So your parents may have told you that you are no good, or that you were stupid, or you're too fat, or you're too ugly, etc.
也许你的父母曾经对你说过，你一点用处都没有，然后这么胖，这么丑，然后完全就是一点用都没有。对你的父母可能曾经对你说过这样的话。
Whatever you do, it always turns out bad, and you don't deserve love. You're horrible.
或者他们对你说你做什么事情都做不好，然后一点都不值得别人来爱你，然后就对你说了很多这些伤人的话。
Yeah, so you have to distinguish the voice of the false ego from the voice of the super soul or the soul that says, this was wrong, you shouldn't have done that.
Okay. 因此的话呢，你需要学会去分辨什么声音是来自于你的假我，你的虚假的自我意识，而什么声音是来自于超灵，是来自于你的真正的灵魂在告诉你这样做是不对的，你不应该这样去做，你应该去做对的事情，而不是伤害另一个生灵的事情。
So every time we have, you know, an unloving thought, really.Towards ourselves or towards others, or a word, unloving word, or a unloving action, or actually out of harmony with the spiritual world.
Not in harmony with this world, right?
With the spiritual world.
Oh, not in harmony with the spiritual world.
No, we're not in harmony with God or the laws of God.
Okay, I see. So Guru 就继续说到，每一次当我们的脑海里冒出一个对自己或者是对其他人没有不带爱的念头的时候，就没有爱的念头，然后或者是我们对自己和对其他人说出一些没有爱的话语，或者是我们对自己和对其他人做出一些没有爱的行为行动的时候，那么实际上我们便没有和灵性世界处在和谐之中，我们也就没有和神，没有和神的法律处在和谐之中。
So in the spiritual world, everyone loves Krishna with all their heart.
在灵性世界，每一个生灵都是以他们的心灵来全心全意的去爱 Krishna 的。
And everyone loves each other as much as they love their own self.
并且在灵性世界他们所有生灵对彼此的爱和他们对自己的爱也都是同等的。
So that's the law of love and the law of the spiritual world.
而这就是爱的法则，而这就是灵性世界的法则。
Yeah, so we're here to reflect the image of God, to become that, to become what we really are.And to come out of what we're not.
Okay. 所以说我们在这个物质世界就是要去成为我们真正已是的自己，而离开那些离开并不是自己并不是真我的那些所有的倾向念头行为言语等等。
Okay.
Next one.
Yes.
我们来看下一个问题。Rajendra Prabhu 问 ，Rajendra Prabhu here is asking you， 感帕布感谢翻译主持，谢谢。接触 Krishna 知觉后，学到了一些超然知识，却发现在现实生活中运用率为零，有理论却不知如何运用，原因何在？是自己能力问题还是什么原因？怎么在生活中得心应手的运用呢？谢谢您 ，Hare Krishna。Here so Rajendra Prabhu is asking you that。I have learned some spiritual knowledge in Krishna consciousness, but I found out that I just couldn't use it. I couldn't apply it in my reality life. I have the theories, but I don't know how to use it. What is the reason for that? Is it because of my capability
or because of some other reasons, how could I properly utilize the spiritual knowledge in my life? Thank you.
Well, we do spend a lot of time philosophizing and learning theories.
我们确实是花了很多的时间来进行来学习哲学，然后对，来学习哲学，来哲学化的理解事物。
And so we have a lot going on in our head, a lot of thoughts.
因此的话呢，有我们的脑袋里有许许多多、许许多多的事情在发生着，有很多的念头不断的在出现着。
And sometimes we're thinking so much that we're so identified with our mind that we haven't even experienced the truth that we're the witness of the mind, we're not those thoughts.
OK. 而由于我们思考的太多，以至于我们都认同于心意，认同于头脑，却没有体验到这个真相。什么样的真相呢？我们是心意，是头脑的见证者，而我们并不是心意或是头脑本身。
So we see the world as we imagine it's supposed to be, but we don't see ourselves in the world as it actually is because we're not present.
我们看到的世界都是我们想象出来的世界，而并不是这个世界本然的样子。Because what?
So we don't see the world.
Oh, we're not present enough.
Yeah,
we're not. 因为我们没有足够的灵在。
Yeah, we're in our head, we're not in our heart. We're in our head, we're not in our heart.
或者说我们就是完全都是活在自己的脑袋里，而没有活在自己的心灵里。
And so it becomes very hard to understand how to apply the truths, like the truths of the Bhagavad Gita.
由此的话，这就导致我们感到很难去运用知识，很难去运用薄伽梵歌的教导。
Because we made it very complex.
因为我们把这个事情给复杂化了。
So, I think it helps to just simplify the teaching and the application of the teaching.
We should simplify.
Simplify the teaching and the application of the teaching.
因此我们就需要去让这个教导简单变得简单一些，让这个教导的运用能够变得简单一些。
And we should concentrate more on how we're thinking, how we're feeling, and how we're acting.
我们应该更多的去关注到我们是如何思考，我们是如何感受的，并且我们是如何为人处事，就是如何去做事，如何去行动的。
Right, we have to monitor our inner world.
也就是说我们需要去监督或者叫监控，对，监控自己的内心世界。
And basically it comes down to are you loving or not?
而如果归根结底用一句话来总结的话，那就是 are you loving or not, right?
Yeah.
那用一句话来总结就是你是不是真的有在爱。
Right, are you humble?
你是不是真的谦卑呢
？Tolerant，
你是否真的容忍呢
？Respectful，
你是否真的对别人怀有敬意呢
？And no longer craving respect for yourself，
你是否不再去祈求不再去渴望得到他人对你的尊敬呢
？Are your thoughts loving or not loving？
你脑海当中的念头是充满爱的呢，还是没有爱的
？Are your words loving or not loving？
你的言语，你的话语是充满爱还是没有爱的
？Are your actions loving or not loving？
你的行为，你为人处事是不是充满爱呢
？Right, love God with all your heart。
全心全意的去爱神。去爱主
and love your neighbor as yourself.
然后爱你的邻居就像你爱你自己一样。
And that's it.
对，爱人如爱己，可能这听起来更好一点，爱人如爱己，所以不如说就是这么多。
That's how we can gauge, you know, how we're progressing or not, or how we're actually applying the teaching or not.
So could you repeat the last sentence?
This is how we can measure or gauge how we're progressing.
而这些就是我们去衡量自己是否有在进步的标准。
So, you know, it's, of course we have to study and we have to know the theory, but we shouldn't do it too much.
当然我们需要去学习，我们需要了解这门教导，这门哲学，但是我们不应该we shouldn't study too much, right?
Yeah, we don't have to study and memorize. We have to see how we're actually applying it in our life.
我们不需要学的太多，我们不需要去背诵、去记的太多，而我们需要去看看如何把这些教导、这些知识运用在自己的生活中。
And we have to monitor our thoughts and our feelings and our actions 24 hours a day.
我们应该一天24个小时的来监控自己的念头、言语和行为。
And always confessing to the Lord in the heart and asking for guidance.
并且不断地在我们的内心里向主坦诚，然后向主坦诚，不断地请求得到主的指引。
Yeah, so I say, you know, simplify, to simplify, you know, higher, simple living, higher thinking.
所以说简单来说就是要把我们的这个对这门教导的运用简单化，那就是简单的生活，崇高的思想，不叫崇高的思想哈，higher thinking， 简单的生活，这种更高的、更崇高的思想吧，就只能这样翻译了。
Yeah, and ask forgiveness and be willing to forgive.
请求得到他人的原谅。And sorry very much. What's the last sentence?
Be willing to forgive.
并且愿意去原谅他人。
And develop your compassion for yourself and for others.
并且发展你对你自己和对其他人的同情怜悯之心。
So that's the real application.
而这就是对这门知识的真正的运用。
Otherwise, we're just on the mental platform.
否则的话我们就只是处在心理层面上而已。
So actually really every moment is a moment to awaken and to live an awakened life in relationship to others.
OK, 因此每一刻都是我们能够得以去觉醒的一刻，我们可以在任何一刻去过上觉醒的生活，并且和他人发展出觉醒的人际关系。
Am I here present or am I living in some fantasy bubble?
我是在这里，我是处在当下的此刻，当下的这里呢？还是说我是活在某个幻想的泡沫里？
Am I constantly imagining the future and remembering the past? Am I present?
我是在持续不断的去想象着我的未来，我是在持续不断的回忆我的过去呢，然后还是说我是活在当下的此处，当下的这一刻。
And am I forgiving? Am I loving?
我有对他人是宽恕原谅的这样一种心情吗？我有对他人是充满爱的这样一种关怀吗？
And am I monitoring my thoughts?
我有没有在监督、监控我的念头呢？
So that's really the work, or the practical work.
所以说这些便是我们实际要去做的这些工作了。
So it doesn't matter how much we chant, memorize or chant slokas or do rituals, you know, we actually have to live our life in an awakened way.
OK, 因此无论我们去背诵多少的 sloka, 背诵多少的诗节，或者是做多少次的仪式，崇拜仪式，我们最终都是要 活出这种觉醒的人生的。
We really do have to control our mind and senses and surrender to Krishna.
我们真的是需要去控制自己的心意和感官，真的是需要去臣服于 Krishna.
That means to give up the person we imagine ourselves to be and accept the fact.Accept the reality that we exist only because of Krishna.
Okay. 我们需要去放弃我们所想象出来的那个我是谁。我们需要去放弃我们所想象出来的那个我，这种虚假的自我意识。而我们必须要去接受这样一个现实，那就是我们之所以存在，那都是由于 Krishna 的原因。
And everyone in our life, everyone we meet, is truly a child of God.
我们在人我们生活当中的每一个人，以及我们在生活中遇到的每一个人，都是神的孩子。
Thank you, Rajendra Prabhu.
谢谢 Rajendra Prabhu 的问题。Okay, good night.
Finished.
Yeah, so just one last thing. The question you just answered about how to accompany the kids, I don't know exactly which mother Madhachi asked that. She said that, thank you so much for helping me understand how I should accompany my child. I'm very grateful to your mercy.
Oh, that was a comment.
yeah, just a comment. Yeah, saying thank you to you.
Thank you.
我把这位奉献者这位 Mataji 说的Guru 回答让我很清楚怎么去陪伴孩子了，再次感 Guru 的仁慈，我刚才告诉 Guru 了。
And I thank all the devotees for participating today and thank you for your questions.
我非常感谢今天来听课的奉献者们，也非常感谢大家提出的问题。
And thank you to Narayan and Sumukhi who make it all possible every week.
谢谢苏穆奎妈妈，就每个星期都让这课能够真正的开始。
And all glories to Zoom.
或者说所有的荣耀都归于这个 Room, 归于这个软件。
And all glories to Prabhupada and to Lord Krishna and Arjuna.
所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于主 Krishna 和 Arjuna.
So, Zai Chan, Hare Krishna.
Bye bye, Guru Ram. Hare Krishna.各位尊敬的奉献者们，今天的早课就结束了，感谢大家的聆听。 Hare Krishna。